It's Tuesday, August 5, 2025.
This is one of the highest priority fires burning in the U.S. right now.
Fire at the Grand Canyon is the largest mega fire in the U.S. New research shows the cascading health impacts of wildfire smoke. Plus,
what do we know today about climate science, about climate data, and what impacts that might have on the American people?
Trump administration rolls out climate science deniers to justify overturning climate change regulations.
All of that denialism and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Hope you're having a good summer. It is summer out there. August now and the heat wave. Boy, they say the best thing you can do is stay in a cool, dark place like the Epstein file.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, the height of summer, so all the disasters are coming together at once, I guess.
Yes, they actually are.
Uh-huh.
Extreme weather is striking around the world. In China, Beijing is grappling with another round of extreme rainstorms less than a week after torrential rains and floods across parts of the city killed more than 40 people, including dozens trapped in a flooded nursing home. New York and New Jersey are also cleaning up from intense storms and floods. New York City got 2 to 4 inches of rain an hour last week, but the city's sewers are only designed for a maximum of 1.7 inches per hour, underscoring that America's infrastructure is not ready for climate-intensified extreme weather events. Officials from Minnesota to Maine have issued hazardous air quality alerts due to toxic wildfire smoke drifting across the border from Canada. More than 700 wildfires are now burning across Canada, exacerbated by exceptionally hot and dry conditions.
700 fires in Canada.
Yep. Canada is seeing one of the most severe wildfire seasons in its history, with more than 25,000 square miles burned across the country in 2025 so far.
Well, I guess they're not sweeping their forest floors.
It's driven by prolonged drought and unusually warm temperatures.
What?
Research shows that man-made climate change is significantly increasing the frequency and intensity of wildfires. In Canada, climate change has made extreme heat events up to 10 times more likely, significantly increasing the risk of wildfires.
So it doesn't really have anything at all to do with sweeping the forest floors.
Of course not.
Oh.
In the U.S., the wildfire in northern Arizona that destroyed the historic North Rim Grand Canyon Lodge has reached mega fire status, crossing the 100,000-acre threshold.
Wow.
As we go to air, the Dragon Bravo fire, intensified by extreme dryness, has now burned more than 192 square miles over just the last month. It is now the 10th largest wildfire in Arizona history. It is so intense, it is generating its own weather, creating extremely dangerous conditions for fire crews.
Incredible. And, you know, when that fire first broke out, before it burnt down the lodge on the Grand Canyon, fire officials decided to let it burn. They figured it would just burn itself out. Apparently not.
Nope. Inside Climate News reports that as climate change supercharges wildfires, a growing body of research shows the cascading health impacts of wildfire smoke, from lung and heart problems to cognitive decline due to tiny particles within wildfire smoke that are so small they can penetrate deep into the lungs, heart, and brain. Children are particularly vulnerable. A new study published in June found that exposure to wildfire smoke can even alter the immune system. Finally, in last week's gift to the fossil fuel industry, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency moved to roll back its own endangerment finding, the crucial 2009 analysis that provides the scientific and legal basis for regulating greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. The Trump administration justified the move with a hastily prepared new report, authored by prominent climate science deniers, casting doubt on established science. Wired magazine reports that the administration's blatant science denial report also mischaracterized the work of 9 mainstream scientists across different disciplines. They say the report mishandled their work, misrepresented their findings, cherry-picked data, and drew erroneous conclusions. The EPA's proposed repeal of the endangerment finding is now open for public comment, which is helpful to bolster court challenges. Make your voice heard by going to regulations.gov and entering the docket number 2025-14572. That's regulations.gov, docket number 2025-14572. We also have all that info at our website, greennews.bradblog.com.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Some like it hot, so let's turn the heat till we're fine.